Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we are giving you a little bit of holiday information.
Oh, I just saw what you did there.
Yeah, but I figure sharing is caring.
Woof.
I try. Well, yeah. We're going to drink some.
Can't do spelling puns on the radio.
I know. Well, you know, what I'm really trying to do is, like, we're drinking a little bit of sherry.
We are.
And
I happened to have some.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot recently.
Yeah.
But per usual, we have two lovely people bringing in the holiday spirit.
Who are they?
Oh, yeah. We've been together too long.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We have Kevin Jaeger.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, holiday spirit.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, just keep my name as it is.
And our game master and official babysitter for the small amount of time, yeah. Kimberly.
Hello.
How are you?
You're at my house, so it's like a daycare.
It's true. Yeah. Our moms dropped us off.
Yep.
But we've seen a lot. What have you seen this month?
What have you seen this month?
We've seen a lot of recently? Things this month. Yeah. We literally just got off the train from seeing Cher.
We did.
We saw the Cher show. We didn't actually see Cher. We saw the Cher musical.
Sure.
Right.
But that's it felt true. Like it.
It did actually feel like it.
We saw all of her.
I mean,
we saw three versions.
Sure.
Of her.
Right.
She wasn't naked.
It got close. Guys, I loved it.
I really loved it, too. It was so fun.
There's a Bob Mackie costume parade, and, like, your eyes haven't lived.
Yeah, it, like, brings you back to, like, Aida, like, the strongest suit. Like, I was all about it. Like, it was very good.
Also, it felt like the Easter bonnet parade from Holiday Inn. We've seen some very good costumes.
We have.
Oh, my God. But Cher was so good. Stephanie J. Block was incredible. Teal mm-hmm. Weeks. Michaela...
Diamond.
Yeah. They were just all amazing.
So good. And they use the three Chers really well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They let them talk to each other.
Yeah.
And, like, they each have their own point of view, which is really cool about... And it's like...
Yeah, I really liked it. It was like three tall women, but three tall Chers.
Yeah, it was. We saw three tall Chers.
Yeah.
There was really... I just thought of bar stools, three tall Chers.
Oh.
Anyway, I didn't say these were good.
Right.
But what was good was Cher.
Cher was great. Oh, my God. So fun.
So fun. So well done. Like, definitely stay. I don't know her that well at all.
No, neither do I.
Did you?
I didn't know her very well. No.
So, like, what did you say?
I said we've only met the once.
Yeah. I just didn't. I didn't know much about her, so like I don't know like how like condensed certain plot lines are from her life and all that stuff. But regardless, it was so well done. It really it worked off of her kitsch and like her like persona really well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was just in it. The book is smart. The ensemble is nailing it. Like the dance sequences are incredible. Yeah.
What is that
so
song beautiful. Called? Dark Lady.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
They like spin this girl around and upside down.
Yeah, it's a very fun time with the sex cast. It's great.
It was some of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
At the beginning, these women just walk right out and kick their faces, and then it's just like
it opens with the Mega Mix and then closes with the Mega Mix.
Yeah, we were just all in from the get-go. So definitely go see Cher.
To be fair, I did want it to end with the Mamma Mia Mega Mix.
Everything
every time,
should.
Like, but yeah. Waterloo comes next.
Yes, absolutely. Or Fernando, just give me something. But it was really good. And like, to repeat, Stephanie J. Block is truly incredible.
I can't.
And she walks the line really nicely between doing just like a straight up impression and like grounding it. Like, it's so well done.
So good.
So good. So go see Cher.
So, but there's three Chers in the musical Cher.
There are. Right. Babe,
Star, and Lady.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
So there's three of us.
Oh, yes.
So who would be which Cher?
For youthfulness sake, I would say I'm Babe. But Kevin is more youthful than I.
I feel like I'm the doe-eyed young Cher.
I'll just sing loud.
I don't know. How would we do this?
I don't know.
I mean, Brian has like a start to that big curly wig right going on.
Oh, you do? That's like your hair kind of like lends to
I could be a lady.
And I look good in green.
That you're wearing it right now.
Yes. So that's why I was saying I could be lady.
So you're she's a lady.
So you're literally teal.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I just saw what you did there.
Thank you. I think that works.
So that makes you Star, and then you Lady.
No.
Yeah. And I'm Babe.
Yeah, you're Star.
Oh, right.
Because she's the creator.
You're SJB.
Do I get a Tony this year?
You'll have to wait and see.
Wait, so Cher has a Grammy, an Emmy, and an Oscar. If Stephanie J. Block wins, does that mean that Cher gets an EGOT?
No.
I don't think so, no.
But if the Cher show wins, then Cher would get an EGOT because she... There are only three people above the title, guys.
It's super clean.
Look at your most recent playbills.
Yeah.
That's not usually what they look like.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It was cool.
Go for it.
Go see it. Definitely a great time. Neil Simon Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time.
Yes. Oh, my God. So fun.
For sure.
Like, go after brunch with your friends.
Oh, that's what we did, sort
of. Yeah.
There's other places you can go to see good shows,
though. You don't have to go to Broadway.
You can go to New Jersey.
You can take the train.
You can go to New Jersey.
But Kimberly, that was your first time going to Paper Mill Playhouse, right?
That was my first time going to Paper Mill Playhouse. It is way easier to get there than I thought because you just walk from the train station. So it's like a subway, but it's not.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a longer subway ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I don't recommend only getting to your apartment from your holiday week away 5 minutes before you need to be out the door again. So
that's never always a good plan.
Look at traffic before you leave your house, guys.
Sure.
But yeah, we got to go to Paper Mill Playhouse to see the opening night of their holiday show they're doing, which is Holiday Inn.
Yes, with our good friend Haley Pachun.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
Who is like a star and amazing, and also her costumes killed me the whole time.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so good.
Her Easter bonnet costume, that big hat. It's like kind of just a headband.
So the night after we saw it, I had a dream. I was dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, stop.
But just like the ones I used to know.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
You can be done.
I actually listened to the Drifters version of it that night. The one from Home Alone, that they use in Home Alone.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Our show, folks. Yeah.
That was awesome.
And so was Holiday Inn and Paper Mill.
It really was. It was like Kevin said it the best after the show. Like
I usually do.
You know what? Now the show's over. No, you said, or maybe it was Kimberly. I'm just going to say it was Kimberly who said it.
Yeah, why not?
What did I say?
Sometimes it's just nice to see a really well-done holiday show that like has all your favorite songs, where the dancing is spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the singing is amazing. Hayley Patino is amazing. Like,
yeah, it's just a classic production, a classic feel-good, harken back to like the 1940s and 50s, let's put on a show kind of feel. Like, it's just,
What do they do?
Let's put on a show.
Oh, right.
And it did inspire the Christmas decorations you're sitting beneath.
They're very nice.
The next day I just went and I bought a lot of Christmas.
Yeah.
Because you bought a little Christmas.
So yeah, it's really great. It's an easy way to get out there. They're running into January?
No, and
in December.
End of December, yeah. It's so... The tapping was so good in it.
Guys, Anne Harada is so funny.
Oh, Anne Harada is so good.
It was really good.
Yeah, yeah, I really enjoyed it from start to finish. It's a good show. You might have seen it when they did it on Broadway HD with Corbin Blue and friend of the show, Bryce Pinkham.
Yeah.
So it's that same production, but it's just done at Paper Mill really well.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
Definitely worth it. And then we also went to see Lubbs. That's a flub. A flub's Flavor Floss.
Yep.
Love's Labor Lost downtown in the Meatpacking District.
Yep.
They cut the show down. They took out all of the B plots and whatnot, and it's just the quote romantic comedy parts.
Yep.
Hashtag and problem play.
Food.
And food. There's a 5-course
It's a shake and bake theater company. They do the productions of Shakespeare with food, so it's like a 5-course tasting menu while you watch the show. We got to see that too. So we've been seeing a lot of stuff lately.
We really have.
I know. I'm trying to think. There must be other things we've seen. I was like, I have Playboy right there. Oh, it's Holiday Inn.
What have you seen this week? We did that already.
Yeah. This is like the time of year that everyone's coming into the city to see Broadway shows, to kind of experience New York City.
What are you guys seeing next? Ooh. I finally have Mean Girls tickets.
Oh, really?
I'm very excited. I'm going in January.
I'm going to see American Son. I'm seeing that this month. I'm really excited to see that with friend of the show, Jeremy.
And I'm seeing The Prom again. Because I love it so much.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so good.
Who are you taking to the prom?
I'm going to go by myself.
Oh. I went to my junior prom by myself.
Oh.
Which I heard some people weren't allowed to do.
What do you mean?
Kevin, didn't you say you had to have a date? Someone I was talking to about proms, and they're like, you had to buy the tickets in pairs.
Really?
And you had to go with someone.
No, mine was they sold them individually in pairs, but they were more expensive to buy a single.
Oh, so
but like why couldn't, like, you and Brian buy them as friends together?
We could.
You could.
Oh, okay.
It was just more expensive.
That's maybe
for
what
me.
I did.
Right.
Because I went like
with
it
was a group like
of friends,
it was like
$60
for a couple, but like $80 for a single ticket.
That much
what?
Different?
What?
I don't know. I just made up numbers, but it was something.
I was very invested in this.
There was like a difference. I mean, you were really invested if you went alone.
But you were invested in like self care.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Just a spa evening alone to the prom.
Sure. If you want to buy tickets, again, you can use our Gold Star code. It actually expires today.
Today's last day.
Yeah. Broadwasted at the checkout.
All uppercase.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Took me long enough to remember.
Yeah, right. Yep. So definitely use that for holiday for January. And don't forget, even though there are some awesome new shows out there, there are shows that are unfortunately closing, but they're not closed yet.
Yep.
Yes. Make sure if you haven't had a chance to go see them.
Yes.
You do. Brian, do you have the list in front of you?
Yeah, it's a summer. Summer ends at the end of December, and then in the first weekend in January, I believe, is Head Over Heels.
January 6th or 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Head Over Heels closes, as well as Once on This Island.
Mm-hmm.
Go see Once on This Island and
Head Over Heels. School of Rock is closing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
The Play That Goes Wrong is closing.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So go see these.
Kinky Boots, too.
And Kinky
Boots
is
March.
Closing in April?
March or April.
More time for the Kinky Boots.
But yeah, there's a lot of... this holiday season, like, if you don't get the chance to get into, like, the hit, like, new show that you're trying to get tickets to, there are so many good shows. We are, like, overwhelming blessings of shows on Broadway that are really great. So
Once
check out
Once on This Island,
stuff.
I saw twice and, like, am considering seeing again before it's gone because it's
so
a great
it's one of the
show.
Thrice on This Island?
Thrice on This Island.
I don't usually cry at shows. I mean, I feel them, I emote with them, but I don't cry. But, like, I cried every time. I've seen Once This Island twice and I cried both times.
Sure.
Yeah.
Each eye once?
Yeah.
So one full cry?
One crying. Yeah. Once crying on this island.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah,
but check all of those out. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, hope you guys are enjoying the radio play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Yeah, last week was, well, this past week was part one. Two and three are coming your way, so stay subscribed.
Yeah, is and you thing? Also...
Don't you dare unsubscribe. What do you mean? It's hurtful.
In this holiday season, while we're talking about all the great shows you can see, you can also spread the love and share the love of musical theater and the importance of sharing musical theater with kids.
You know, you said share like three times and I loved it.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah. One
for each. Yeah.
So here's a way that you can donate to a great cause at Broadway Bound Kids.
Hi, Broadwasters. Is that what they call themselves? This is Jen Gambetis.
Jeremy Jordan.
T. Boyich.
Jeremy Kushner.
I'm Michael Cerveris.
This is Squiggs.
Antoine L. Smith.
Jared Zerilli.
Brendan Stimson.
Aaron Albano.
Haley Pachoon.
Robbie Rozelle.
Michael Kilgore.
Madison Stratton.
Andrew Bradis.
James Monroe Iglehart.
And I'm Hannah Ellis, and this holiday season, all of us friends of the show want to ask all of you listeners of the show
to look inside your theater-loving, radio play-listening hearts and join us in supporting our amazing friends at Broadway Bound Kids.
Broadway Bound Kids is a nonprofit that inspires and empowers young lives through the performing arts in a transformative and inclusive community.
Their mission is simple.
To make arts education accessible to as many students as possible throughout Manhattan and the surrounding boroughs.
Students in the Broadway Bound Kids program experience creative and exciting classes and workshops.
Led by talented, caring teaching artists who are professional performers here in the city.
Just like all of us, Broadway Bound Kids passionately believes that involvement in the performing arts increases self-esteem,
confidence, self-expression, critical thinking, and empathy. These lessons will aid students at home and in school.
Your support enables Broadway Bound Kids to offer free, subsidized, and scholarship programs for more than 500 students every week.
$1,000 can sponsor one child for Broadway Bound Kids for an entire year. So let's see how many year-long scholarships we can give out for Broadway Bound Kids. Check out the Broadwasted Facebook page for the link to the Facebook fundraiser for Broadway Bound Kids. Don't have a Facebook? Then go straight to www.broadwayboundkids.net and click on the donate button.
And that's it.
Hi, my name is Erin Glass, and I'm the founder of Broadway Bound Kids. Thank you so much for your support. And from all of us at Broadway Bound Kids,
and all of us friends of the show,
and from all of us at Broadwasted,
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy, happy.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And as we end every episode,
zoot doo wop bump.
Cheers. Happy holidays. With our
That's me clapping instead of clinking glasses.
Because we have plastic cups.
Wait, what do you have? An Orlando Magic.
Plastic.
There it is.
There it is.
Awesome.
Cheers.
She's Bethany.
I have Victoria.
I just have Scottsdale.
Yeah, okay. That's a cool name. Oh, this is my kid, my Scottsdale.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.